land is your land, and this land is my land. From California to the New York Island.
He's dead serious.
The Redwood Forest.
So am I.
Gulf Stream waters.
Waters.
This land was made for you and me.
I think I like...
Yeah, most definitely.
That's better vocals than
exactly.
That. I think so.
I don't know where this guy was at.
Did you hear that?
You're weird.
An organizer working in and for an open society is an ideological dilemma to begin with. He does not have a fixed truth. Truth to him is relative and changing.
Yep.
Everything to him is relative and changing. What was his model?
Disciple
Barack? What was his motto? Change.
Yeah,
now it's forward.
Blatantly. We're changing as
yes,
we go forward.
I guess so. Okay. I mean, because his whole purpose was to fundamentally transform America. Mm-hmm. That means attack the foundations, friends. To the extent that he is free from the shackles of dogma. Dogma means a settled opinion. He can respond to the realities of the widely different situations. Page 10 and 11, Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals. Okay, let's go to the next point here. We're on a roll here.
Application.
Yes. We're on a roll here, Jake.
You know,
did you tell everybody I was doing my promos yesterday?
We're speaking. Yes, I did.
Did you?
I didn't the first segment. I don't know what happened with the second segment. I most definitely did. I didn't go into too many details.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just happened to forget to bring me up on the Sons of Liberty.
No, I didn't forget to bring you up, just on the first segment.
Oh.
About the promos.
What are you saying, then? Are you better than me?
You know what's funny is I had a little...
Did you introduce yourself, Jake? Did you introduce yourself?
I don't think I did.
Really?
I don't think I ever did,
hoping that the listener was guessing as to who they were listening to?
Yeah, maybe they would just know by my, you know, the tone inflection in my voice that it was me, maybe. Or maybe I wasn't thinking about that at all.
And how would they know that?
I don't know, just
the feelings of intimidation that they get?
Intimidation factor. The right to some of the bold designs. Somebody explained it to me once. They said, you know... You kind of come in with a little, what do they call it, like an X-Acto knife.
Me?
And like, no, they were talking about me in this particular situation.
Oh.
Carving and doing all of this, and then you walk away, and then their different members and stuff fall off. They didn't even realize that they were carved yet. It's not going to come in this, in what you were explaining before. Gosh, I kind of got off topic there, but it reminded me of what that person said to me.
Do you know Saul Alinsky?
Have I heard
of them? They talk about disorganization because that sounded really disorganized.
It really was.
Line upon line, precept upon precept.
It's because you've been reading all these rules, and I like all of a sudden it just started.
We're quickened by the Holy Ghost here.
I need to
not
start.
Not by the carnal fallen
right.
man. Okay.
I need to get my game on here. Just give me a second. Can you play that song again? That really helps. Maybe it was the song that
did it. It could be. Go ahead, Kerry. Puts a smile on everybody's face.
I went a-walking that ribbon
up highway. Do you think he sold any records?
And I saw
he sold one to Kerry.
Right.
I love it.
That's enough. That is absolutely enough. I'm starting to get an attitude, and I'm still drinking coffee. And coffee's usually there to what? Take away
music.
The attitude.
This is angry music. No, there's some people angry right now. Dealing with this issue with the IRS targeting patriot groups.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you talk about polarizing, and could it be any clearer when then the government institutions come in and they polarize certain organizations?
You mean, so like they're using, it's like this, harassment.
That's right.
Harassment. That's proper though, Harris.
Yes.
But it's like going to Boston or going to New York or something, mm-hmm. and the guy walks in and says, hey, yeah, Billy, I like your pizza joint. Billy says, yeah, I do too. All of a sudden, he looks over at Louis, and he says, hey, he goes, thanks for coming in, Louis. Can I get you something? Louis says, no, I'm here for you, Billy.
Oh, you're going
to
help me.
I'm here to protect you. I'm here to protect you and your pizza joint.
Hey, you know,
that's how you give me a little change under the table every month, and we'll protect you. In other words,
me from what? What are you protecting me from?
From us.
Oh, but
that's what Louis
said. But I thought you were protecting me.
Well, you are. Yeah, in other words, you pay me money to leave you alone.
Oh, that sounds like extortion.
That's exactly what that is, said Louis. It's extortion. It doesn't matter, but this is how we roll with the punches.
So all I have to do, you won't hurt me. I'll just give you some money every month.
So what you're telling me right now, mm-hmm. in all seriousness, is that the IRS comes in and bullies and attacks mm-hmm. patriot organization. So I wonder, where do you think that was coming from?
I have no clue. For the life of me, I can't figure it out.
Tax cheat, Tim.
Oh, that couldn't have happened by Tim Geithner.
The tax cheat Geithner?
No.
Well, he's the commissioner of the IRS, folks. For those that didn't know, he's a tax cheat.
Yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars, and he's the head of the organization that is attacking the Patriots?
The Internal Revenue Service apologized Friday for what it acknowledged was a, quote, inappropriate, unquote, targeting of conservative political groups during the 2012 election. Isn't that when we saw the big...
Apologized.
Election to see if they were violating their tax exempt status. So yes, they purposely targeted. So what's happening right now? And I think even Mitch McConnell's going for this. He's saying that we want every bit of information, all the correspondence internally from the IRS that says anything about Tea Party or Patriot. We're going to find there's a lot more coming out of that one.
Oh, of course. This is just the scratching of the surface.
Those are the mob tactics. So you got the administration up on top.
By the way, Jake, again, in all seriousness, this is exactly extortive measures, friends. This is mob tactics.
What did you
say? This is exactly how the mob operates.
On your last call, it was Alinsky. He said, you know, the true radicals don't, you know.
No, true revolutionaries don't flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Maybe that's why the Lord said, John the Baptist, a hairy dude.
That's right.
Camel's hair, loins.
I think he probably took a bath. Unlike the
no, I'm not mocking. Don't be
I'm
mocking
really
John.
Serious.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that the Pharisees were doing their job. God wanted to had to send in John the Baptist.
That's right.
That hairy dude. And folks, he was a hairy dude, just like Elijah was. Yeah. And he came in the same spirit. Yeah. Case in point.
You know, to contrast the clothes.
But maybe the point is get tattoos, grow long hair. Mm-hmm. Then everybody knows who you are. Because, can I be honest with you?
Distrust.
When I go through to the airport and I go through security, for the most part, they leave me alone. Because they already know by looking at me, that guy's not trying to hide anything. Mm-hmm. Of course not. Yeah. What you see is what you get. And you ain't seen nothing yet.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What else?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
We bad. We know it. We got this stuff to show it. What you see is what you get. Ain't nothing yet. Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
I like that.
I got another one, too. Yeah, we'll just share that some other time.
Okay.
All right.
I was thinking of something that I had heard not too long ago. It was a testimony of a Christian musician.
Yeah.
And people were saying, ridiculing him because, you know, long hair, blah, 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 blah.
Really?
So he said, you know.
Which there is no custom, 1 Corinthians 11.
So he said, I went over to Japan and I saw all these men, they were walking around like atheists. Or they were all atheists. So predominantly Japanese people are atheists. And they're all walking around in suits and ties and God is their money is, their God is their money.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself when I came over to America and I went to a modern church and I looked at Congress and I said, why are all these people dressing up like atheists? Because it doesn't matter what the exterior looks like. Christ even
said that.
It's a
great contrast. It really is.
That's right, because you got all these church people dressing up like suits. They say the long hair guy, well, he must be a heretic.
That's right.
But you go over to Japan, you see the guys dress up in suits, and they're all atheists. They're actually heretics of the Christian faith. So you can't tell that by looking at the external.
Let's go to the greatest prophet, one of the greatest prophets of all time, whose name was Samuel. And he looked at the outward appearance, and God said to him, because he picked everybody but David. Mm-hmm. And as he picked him, the Lord said to him, don't look at the man's outward appearance. I judge, and I look at man's heart, not his outward appearance. And that's exactly right. It's an issue of the heart.
That's right. It's not the exterior. And so how many
bikers have you seen? Mm-hmm. They got the bald head, and they got the beard coming out, and you walk up to them, and they're like 600 pounds. It's like, hey, dude, can you help me get a flat tire? Yeah, sure, no problem. Come over and give me a big hug.
You like my motorcycle?
Totally. It's like they're on helium or something. Isn't that crazy?
That's awesome.
Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Bradley Dean, thank you for befriending.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by faithful supporters. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
We love Bradley Dean and his ministry, and what he preaches sets everybody on fire because he's on fire for the Lord, and it shows in his preaching. And his presentations, his DVDs, are fantastic. I can't say enough about Bradley. We really appreciate what he's doing for the youth of this country, and we wish him the best, and we hope that his ministry continues to flourish.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So let's get on a serious note with this IRS situation, because that's scary stuff, man.
Yeah, when you're being targeted.
Oh,
and right now,
my gosh.
A lot of these patriot groups that had gone forth the world.
Well, look at Gibson went through the IRS. Look at all the small
Gibson
companies went through. Folks, IRS was literally going around raiding small businesses across this country under the authority of the Department of Injustice, Eric Holder, again.
Yep.
Most people didn't know that was going on.
Yeah.
Folks,
no,
you need to understand that they are targeting people.
Yes, they are, and for a reason. I mean, Gibson, obviously, why? Because of their conservative values and what they hold near. So they were being targeted, and this happens on a consistent basis. Let me just start from the very beginning. This agency goes off and does criminal things like this because if you look at how it was even ratified, it was never ratified by all the states. It's an unconstitutional organization. The way that taxes are to be collected.
I mean, like when only a couple senators showed up back in 1913?
Yep.
And a lot of them just kind of did no shows.
Yes,
and
the wording was wrong, and it just got rammed through. So when you started out, it's kind of like this issue that we have with illegal aliens. When you come in, you say, well, we're just going to give them amnesty, then they're going to be good citizens. It's not going to work that way. If you come in breaking the law, you're not going to obey the law moving forward. You
just
can't. Your foundation is corrupt. Same thing here. But if you go into this right now, what was literally happening is Tea Party groups, patriot groups are coming up saying, And why do these groups establish? Because they say, listen, government has gone beyond the constitutional. They're getting out of control. We need the Constitution to reel them in.
Right.
And that shouldn't be an enemy or a threat. That's the handbook for the government.
Let me piggyback what you just said. If it's such a good organization, how come they're all exempt from it?
Exactly.
I'm just kind of curious.
That's a great point, too. So as they come in, now these patriot groups and Tea Party groups, they organize and they say, hey, we want to be recognized, okay? Now, that's their choice. So they come to the government, they say, we want an exemption because we're a nonprofit organization. These are people that, they work, their family. I work with them all the time talking to people, and this is not a full-time gig for these folks. This is volunteer stuff. Most of them are 70. Some of them are, I just spoke to an 82-year-old whose wife has Alzheimer's right now, but he is working hard to bring back his country. So these are the people. They go and they apply for their exemption, and so right away the IRS, from what it's looking like right now in all of the investigation, we're going to get more because the Ways and Means Committee said to the IRS, provide all communications containing words Tea Party, Patriot, or Conservative by Wednesday. There's a mandate put on this.
Do you think that that's coming directly from the guy in the White House that is protecting Al-Qaeda and terrorists?
Isn't that something, right?
Well, of course. I mean, that's this whole Benghazi. And
demonizing the American people.
Well, how's that working out for them right now?
Exactly.
Yeah. And you have the state-run media, those that are willing to be used as useful idiots, going right along with it to their own demise. Yep.
They're the microphone. There is no microphone without that.
Well, people just need to understand there's only a 21% approval rating. Shut them off because nobody believes them anyways.
You don't need to listen to them. So I was like,
I'm curious. So give me the gift.
Yep. Here's what happened. The IRS, we just talked about it, they apologized for targeting of conservative political groups during the 2012 election.
Well, how would that work?
See if they were violating tax exempt status. So guys like Gibson, whatever, they get out and they get a little vocal. So what do you do? I mean, what always happens?
I got to be honest.
Sick the IRS on them.
Let's be honest here. I'm not giving leeway neither here. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving anybody room to violate law in any sense of the word, nor myself.
Yep.
We're not to rest judgment in That's any right. sense of the word. Every time I've ever dealt with the IRS, they've been super cool people.
Sure. When you call that 800 number?
That's exactly. Super cool guys. Yep. But when people begin to do this kind of stuff, mm-hmm. When I'm saying this, I mean this by experience. It's scary stuff.
It is. Because you do have the mob. That is a mob tactic.
How many people are in jail right now wrongfully?
There's probably tons. How many had gotten felonies because of that? They can't own a firearms now because of these type of...
Right.
And again, this is statutory law. Or I can't remember the exact wording. But these laws that is an example the IRS come out with, it's the IRS bringing out the law. It's not Congress. But then yet they're backed by force. You can be persecuted by these laws. And that's kind of aside from the point that we're getting at here. The point is that they're targeting patriot groups.
Clinton did that.
Yes.
Don't you remember when anybody came up against Clinton, he'd always send the IRS in audit. That's exactly right.
And here's the problem,
President of the United States attacking his political opposition, or if he's not sending a helicopter over the top of their house.
Sure.
And
that happened plenty of times.
Yes. No, I'm not kidding you.
Yes, it did. I know.
And I'm talking about when Clinton, remember the guy that started the impeachment process and he got over 1 million signatures.
Yeah.
Well, a helicopter flew over the top of his house and set the house right next to his house on fire.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to know who sent it. Well, hello.
Doesn't take long to figure that
out.
No,
it doesn't, especially knowing that this is the same man, Bill Clinton. That would be Hillary Clinton's husband. Well, part-time
wife, maybe we could call him either.
That's what we're led to believe. Yeah. In saying that they're supposed to, I guess that's normal for the president. If he doesn't like, he just sends the IRS after you, or he just sends a helicopter over to your house to set it on fire.
That's right.
And then denied, of course. But you know that's Clinton's history.
And America knows about it.
And what about Chinagate?
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know what? That's a great point. Chinagate and Benghazi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, here's Clinton giving away our secrets to Chinese military. In the United States of America, and now we have Benghazi, where Hillary was blaming the American people for anti-Islam video that didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Folks, all Saul Alinsky students. Again, let me just give a little bit of a shout-out to those that want to see if God exists.
Yeah.
Look at history. That's it.
What a good teacher, huh?
It really is.
Just look at it.
Just read history. How do these people that are using you, you useful idiots, what is history on the use of them people and what has been their end?
Yep.
What has been their end? Did those people care about you? Because rest assured, Hillary and Barack right now concerning Benghazi are looking for someone to hide behind. And they don't care who is there in the way to protect their own hide. Yep, and see how that works out. As a matter of fact, we've just seen Petraeus come out the other day. You guys can confirm this if you would. Petraeus comes out the other day and said that this whole adultery situation with him and this woman were all contrived to protect politically Barack Hussein Obama. That worked out for you, Petraeus.
Yeah.
Remember when we seen him in Washington a couple of years ago?
Yep.
I told you something's wrong with that boy.
He's pounding the drum hard for Afghanistan, I recall that.
He sure was, because he was looking for a position, wasn't he?
He got that position.
The CIA.
He got that position.
Now we see Panetti there. Yeah. But anyways, let's get back to this IRS thing. We got much to talk about.
That's right. So two things just in closing here. The IRS agent singled out dozens of organizations.
Huh.
One is too many, folks, by the way, for additional reviews because they included the words Tea Party or Patriot in their exemption applications. This is Lois Lerner, who heads the IRS division that oversees the tax-exempt groups. In some cases, groups were asked for lists of donors, which violates the IRS policy in most cases.
Yeah. Why would they do that?
Maybe they want to find those people that are actually funding.
Maybe they want to give them an award, like they just gave to Susan Rice.
That's what they're trying to do.
Right.
I don't know why the Tea Party's doing it to them.
That's what I would think. If you want that information, just give us a call. We'll tell you, man. I can use another diploma or award.
Even being facetious about this because you have to it's because it's so obvious.
Yeah.
That it gets to the point where, like, hey, you're really stupid if you don't get this. That's why we're being facetious. It's so obvious, and the writing is so on the wall. And speaking to this, too, folks, the IRS, you said, you know, when you call them, the agents are super nice on the phone.
They don't know.
But the auditing companies that come and do the auditing, oftentimes they're not even, you know, they're not American a lot of times. And what I'm saying by that.
From the IRS.
Yeah.
Foreigners.
They're
yes.
contracted.
That's true.
They're not actually. So there is danger involved in all sorts of fronts.
They're using foreigners to audit American yes. small businesses.
Yep.
Wow, isn't that interesting that they'd use foreigners that can barely, in a lot of cases, yep. friends, speak English? Mm-hmm. Why would they do something like that?
But then if you're serving and you've become a pet to an administration or whatever, you're serving in office and you get busted because you're a tax cheat, they say, well, just pay it back. No penalties involved. I mean, how many times has that happened where political folks have been let off the hook?
If they are a tax cheat, well, their whole company's a fraud.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are for the most part. I mean, we've seen this just here in Hecker.
Oh yeah,
I mean, this is crazy stuff.
Yep,
hey, listen, I don't want criminals running any kind of an organization that's
especially
unlawful.
Not the government.
Yeah, but that I didn't know that that was their job to go in there, sit there, and analyze every stinking dime. That I mean, if you have a reason, if you've been busted for lying, or you've been busted for stealing, mm-hmm. I can see where you could go off the premise that listen, if he's done it in the past, he'll probably do it again. Yeah. Let's go check this guy out. Yeah, but if he's never been exactly, yeah. if there's never been no evidence. Crime committed, then why would you zero in on those people?
No,
because they know process. That they're working for people that have
right.
records a mile long.
That's right.
They know who they're working for.
Yep. There has to be a due process involved in this. So right now, what's happened? The result the American people have brought forth. Because of all the pressure that's happening right now. And that's why I said there's good things happening through
the country. That's going to get bigger. Mark my words, America, what will happen is you're going to start getting more of all these small businesses that have been harassed and audited with arms. By the way, when their little companies were raided with arms, mm-hmm. friends, you're going to see a lot of more. You're going to see a lot more people in America stand up now.
Amen.
Praise
this
God.
Is your country.
It really is. Truly is. And I know that a lot of people are angry about that very topic right there.
Mm-hmm.
Were you done?
That's the conclusion of it. By Wednesday, every bit of correspondence communication will be coming up. From the Ways and Means Committee to the IRS.
Jake.
And we're going to get more on this.
Can we talk about how do I say this? The I word, said a politician. I?
Oh.
Why don't you just say for what it is there, Chumley? I mean, I-M-P-E-A-C-H-M-E-N-T.
I heard that.
He said the I word.
Like it's
the
a curse word.
Ooh. Isn't that your job, sir?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's like a judge that doesn't want to judge.
Yeah.
Oh! So we're going to say the J word?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term
long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's Sam Bushman, host of the nationally syndicated daily radio talk show, LibertyRoundtable.com. You know what? The new media is taking center stage and giving the lamestream press gatekeepers a run for their money. That's why I'm delighted to partner with and wholly endorse the Sons of Liberty radio program. I consider Bradley and Jake personal friends in our fight to promote God, family, and country on your radio.
Been talking about Saul Alinsky. Thank you.
That's awesome.
I'm just looking at these new posted pictures of presidential candidate Michael Peruca in my third graduation. And I'm telling you what, even taking that diploma yesterday, I didn't feel right about it at all.
Yeah, we're ever learning.
No, I honestly, dude, you just feel undone. It's like, yeah. I don't know anything.
The more you learn, the less you realize you really do know.
Say it again.
The more you learn, the less you the more you learn, the more you realize
what you don't know.
What you don't know.
Yeah, that's
much better.
Boy, oh boy.
It sounded right the first time it came out, but
you need a job, dude.
Sometimes
I know a guy that lives in a White House. He's looking for people like
is
you.
Is it big?
Kind of. He's got a fence around it. Got armed guards everywhere protecting him from the American people.
Did armed guards have guns?
They do. That's what makes them armed.
Really?
Yeah. He's even got
I thought guns were bad.
Missile launchers from the top of his house. You know what? Secret Service, when it comes to the Secret Service, in every organization, every bureaucracy, there's good people.
Yeah.
So, folks, when we're talking about these organizations or these bureaucracies, we're talking about, you know what, troubleshooting. Getting rid of the bad, the little leaven that leaveneth the lump, the foxes that spoil the vines. Yeah. That's what we're talking about, because I know for the most part, not everybody's bad. As a matter of fact, Levi was a tax collector, and he sat there, and Jesus walked by him and said, hey, follow me.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what Levi did? He left off
his old tax cheating.
Well, I don't know if it was that, and that's, give Caesar.
What Caesar's and... Give to God.
What belongs to God. We always forget that second sentence.
Zacchaeus was the one that went then and restored
Fourfold, because he understood Deuteronomy 22, verse 1. That's right. Yep.
And then he gave his treasures to the poor.
That's right. So, well, just keep in mind, Jesus went to the Jews who were broken by the law and who understood the oracles of God because they were given to God, Romans 3.
Well, what happened to Zacchaeus once he actually converted and became good?
Well, why did we go from Levi to Zacchaeus?
They were both tax collectors, right?
Yeah, they were. But
so I'm thinking,
Zacchaeus was a small dude.
That's right.
Levi was probably a normal guy.
Let's
talk about the normal guy for a minute, because I'm feeling like you're kind of discriminating.
He got converted. I'm just wondering, when he went back to his old tax collector friends and the establishment and said, hey, guys, you know, I just gave my wealth back, you know, things like that. I wonder what happened to him.
He probably was convicted around Christ, and he knew right then and there within his heart to do the right thing before the Christ, because he saw the light, the light of men. And the Bible says that Jesus came unto his own, and there was some that actually received him.
Amen.
And I praise God for it. You know, the Bible says in John 1, it says that he came unto his own, and his own received them not. But there's plenty that did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And Levi was one of them, and Zacchaeus was one of them.
So then once Zacchaeus, I'm thinking of the gentleman who came forth with some of the news on Benghazi, I believe it was.
Okay, now we're over on Benghazi.
But this is the correlation I want to make.
Okay.
So he decided, I'm going to do what is right. So Zacchaeus did. Do you think he was then thrown out of that old system once he converted? Because then it proved the guilt of the old system.
Well, what's happening is they're actually being shown as the true patriots within the State Department now. And we're finding out that Hillary and Barack Hussein Obama were the criminals.
That's right.
And we've been saying this from the housetops for years, of course.
Yep.
And now what's happening is they're hailing them as heroes for doing the right thing regardless. As a matter of fact, even one of them said, listen, he swore an oath.
Yeah.
He stood up. He testified. And he said, if there's anything else you need, we will be more than happy to testify.
Amen.
In other words, they're courageous. Yeah. They're not bending and they're not bowing. And guess what? It's those kind of people in government and in America, friends. They are the very reason that we are still here today, because they've adhered to the truth. They've not fallen for the lie.
Amen.
Amen. And I hail every one of them.
That's right.
I high five them, bro.
Yep.
And we're just doing our job to make sure that everybody else understands that they are doing their job.
That's right, folks,
you have good representation in government.
Yes.
Matter of fact, that's one of the things that this individual says. We are representatives for the people. We work for the people. That's exactly right. And he understood it. And he was doing just that. He was upholding his oath that he swore to uphold.
Defending the people's rights.
Amen. So it's time to get radical with the radicals, just like the State Department is right now. So true revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. They cut their hair, put on suits, and infiltrate the system from within. Master Saul Alinsky, pupil Barack Hussein Obama. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
How will Satan deceive anybody if he comes with the pitchfork and the horns?
He allures. He allures to the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, or the love of the world. 1 John 2. On the heels of the Benghazi expose on the crimes of this administration, folks, I've been watching the press conference this morning, actually, it was yesterday, by the families of the three Navy SEAL team, six members who were killed along with 26 others when their helicopter was shot down in Afghanistan. The information that came forth was nothing less than surreal, obvious, and, by the way, very telling. And telling, I say, that on a daily basis, this administration adds insult to injury when the American people have already seen, in the light of day, that this administration is willing to defend radical Islam and Al-Qaeda, America's sworn enemy. So let's go over a couple of the points from the press release. Interject at any time. Number one, Obama and Biden disclosed that it was Navy SEAL Team 6 who carried out the successful raid on bin Laden's compound, putting a target on the backs of our now fallen heroes.
And from what I understand, that has never happened before.
No.
Because
Navy SEALs don't die.
Exactly. Well, that and the fact of you don't come out and start bragging about it. I mean, what an idiot. Doesn't that show somebody that you have no clue of what it means to serve your country? He gets all, you know, tipped up and, it was SEAL Team 6 took down Osama. No. You don't do that. That's not tactically wise. You don't tell somebody who just took out somebody, because guess what? There's going to be a vendetta and revenge planned against them.
Well, don't you think that they should have knew that?
Yes.
Okay, so then why
did they
do that?
Exactly.
Point two, high-level military officials sent the Navy SEAL Team 6 heroes into the battle without special operations, aviation, and proper air support. Why would they do that?
No sense. It's like it's
it makes
like,
perfect sense, though.
Oh, sure, you're right.
When you
you're
begin
right.
to understand right. the methodology yep. of a criminal mindset, the Saul Alinsky and their students, you begin to understand what they yep. are doing.
Now, no person thinking would send their six-year-old out in their Ferrari, their Lamborghini, or anything of value. Our SEAL teams are the most valuable warriors we have in this country.
Millions of dollars invested
exactly.
into them, people.
I'm not saying their life is any better than anybody else's life, but what I am saying is their training makes them the most valuable. It's the same
their
scenario.
Aspirations are to take down
yep.
through special operations, covert-like.
That's right.
America's enemies.
That's right.
They want to be put in harm's way for the good of the American people. They're special operations. They're the best of the cream of the crop.
So
is
with
what
that,
they are.
With that cream, when you send them in there, you send them with the best, and they always
right.
travel with the best. I mean, we know the families of SEALs. We understand that when they would go out, they have technology that would just blow our mind right
sure.
now. That's how careful they are.
Yeah.
SEALs don't just die. If they do, it's maybe one at a time. But here in this particular situation, they're sent out on this old crappy helicopter. The last time it had been upgraded was in 1985. That's
yeah.
like sending your Lamborghini out.
It was 1962.
Yeah, and it was
yeah.
built in 62,
yep.
modified in 85.
Yeah.
That's like sending your six-year-old out in your Lamborghini. You would never do that. Nobody touches that, which is valuable.
Wait. Like sending them out in your Lamborghini.
Yeah.
In an old jalopy.
No, what I'm saying is when you have this Lamborghini, this treasure, you don't send them out with an inexperienced six-year-old. You don't send that kid out driving
oh,
that car.
Gotcha.
You don't do that with
of
your Navy
not.
SEALs.
Of course not. So I guess what may be being said through some of these families is they knew exactly what was going on and possibly in exchange.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to keep in mind, remember Osama bin Laden? By the way, some foreign countries say that he was only conspired or created by the CIA. Just thought I'd share that with you. I didn't say that. There's film out there on that. But what's interesting about that is you give us Osama, okay, we'll do that. And then you give us what some of the best of what you've got.
Sure.
Some people are actually putting that into this conversation
yeah.
right now.
And even exchange the war.
And by the way,
on.
That's not too far out there.
Yep.
And you'll understand in just a minute here. Number four, military brass, while prohibiting any mention of the Judeo-Christian God, invited a Muslim cleric to the funeral for the fallen Navy SEAL Team 6 heroes, who disparaged in Arabic the memory of these servicemen by damning them as infidels to Allah. I'll tell you what. You start going there with me, and we have a new objective. You start taking our fallen soldiers and allowing them to be damned by America's sworn enemy, and this administration covers up for it. I don't think I need to really tell you a whole lot more, America. The enemy is not without, he is within, and there's no question about it. And you want to keep patty caking with people who know exactly what they do by playing the fool? You go ahead and do that. But when you start taking our fallen and you allow this kind of stuff to happen, without invoking impeachment and civil charges against these criminals that are advocating these crimes against our fallen soldiers, you're going to have a war on your hands. The American people will not roll over on this. There is no way. And if you are and you do, you're not an American patriot.
That's right.
You're not an American. And that's what they're up against right now. That's why they're so busy trying to divert you, America, by saying this is what they're saying. That's a non-issue. That's old news. Really? Tell that to the parents of one of the 26 that fell and was shot down in Afghanistan. And then on top of that, the parents receiving film, mm-hmm. finding out that they had a Muslim imam damning their dead bodies. It's unbelievable. I just seen the voice or the mouthing yep. of my producer. This is unbelievable. It is unbelievable. That's why the parents are coming forth, and these parents are telling other parents out there, it's time for you to stand up now. It's time for you to report. It's time for you to whistleblow. But friends, I want you to keep in mind, just to take it a step further, that was okay, according to this administration and Hillary Clinton, and every other criminal,
that's
debased
right.
criminal in our military right now, friends, which, by the way, we're building up our military, not tearing it down in righteousness in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
right? The chaplain who said, no, I'm not shutting up. Amen. That's what America's about. But just keep in mind, this administration made sure that there was a proper Muslim burial for Osama bin Laden, who killed 3,000 Americans. But an imam is damning your soldiers?
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Or go to Bradley Dean. Check out our daily posts, updates, continuously.
Also, too, this topic that we're covering right now just released on Thursday evening. It's called Time to Get Radical with Radicals. We did a text art of it that says, the American people are now in the position where they are having, speaking of Billy and Karen Vaughn, who was on the show with us earlier this week, they were also recently on Fox News. The American people are now in the position where they are having to do what the government was put in place to do. This administration is now committing the crimes it has been put into position to prevent. That is a message everybody in America needs to know. Like that text art and share it, folks.
Another point as to what we were just talking about, Jake, right before the break. You know, some of these parents are coming forward and they're telling the American people, you don't realize that this administration is trying to bring in the implementation of Sharia law. I mean, America can only stand out and play stupid for so long.
Yeah. So it's completely.
And they're trying to minimize the damage here, friends. Oh, maybe we should have said it a different way. No. Again, I said this week and I say again, if this would have been in the 70s, friends, this individual would have been impeached 20 times over. There would have been no doubt civil charges. Here, let me show you how extreme it has gone. Hang on a second here. I'm pulling this up. This is the guy that said, let's bring up the I word. This is my friend Rusty Humphrey. He's only got about 2 million listeners.
Yeah, he'll get there someday.
I think so.
Good for you, Rusty. Keep going.
He was talking to the top-ranking Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee. And I want you to listen carefully as to what Rusty, well, he teed it up for him, and then listen carefully as to what the senator said. And I'm just kind of curious to know why he stopped where he did, but let's see how far he takes it. Go ahead and play that piece.
Well, you know, Senator James Inhofe is here on the Rusty Humphrey Show. There's a great point that was made earlier today. I just mentioned it on the show before you got on. And, you know, Hillary Clinton, you know, what difference does it make? Well, here's what we know. Hillary Rodham Clinton's spokeswoman, Hillary Newland, demanded talking points be changed. We know that Hillary Rodham Clinton's friend, Susan Rice, was tasked with delivering the falsified talking points to the public. We know Hillary Rodham Clinton's chief of staff and lawyer, Cheryl Mills, attempted to blockade Gregory Hicks from talking about the talking points and how it was false. And number four, Hillary Rodham Clinton's Department of State demoted Gregory Hicks after he talked about the talking points. So the question is, what difference does it make? It seems to be making a great deal of difference to Hillary Clinton.
And I think that she has gotten by with that type of a forceful attitude. It's something that's not normally accustomed. You don't hear from women as much as you do men. And she came out so forcefully, and you could tell it was orchestrated at the time that she said it. And people were applauding. All of her liberal friends at that time were applauding. Now people know what difference it makes. What you just now said, those are four documented facts. My point is, we didn't have to wait till 8 or 9 months after this was over. We knew at the time that it was a cover-up. My fear was that people would forget about it, and of course, that's why I've been kind of rejoicing that they're bringing it up now, even though the networks are not. People need to know how serious this is. To me, this people may be starting to use the I word before too long.
Okay. I word meaning impeachment.
Yeah.
Okay, but you live in the world of the Senate. There's no way they're going to impeach this guy over anything, is there?
No, I understand that. I'm not talking about it now. This is something that could endure to the next, after the 14 election. This is not a short story. This is something that was rediscovered after 8 months, and all of a sudden people realized that the proof that we were looking for at that time was not a documentary that we heard in the last 2 days from the House committee, but it was what we heard behind closed doors that some without being behind closed doors in our Senate hearings on the confirmation of both Brennan and then Clapper after that, and of course Leon Panetta agreeing with their statements. So this is clearly an orchestrated cover up, and with that coupled with what you have just stated, Susan Rice was picked for that job. She was probably a pretty good pick. She, you know, it might have been the right one to do it, but she didn't get by. And I'm sure they rejoiced for a long time thinking that she got by with it, and that would be history.
Senator James.
You know, that's absolutely interesting to me. First thing the senator said was orchestrated. He said it was orchestrated. He sounded pretty sheepish, to say the least, when he said the I word.
Yeah.
Why don't you
say the word?
I got a question for what is he there for? That's like a cop. It goes up to a criminal, and he doesn't call him for what he is,
because
he's afraid to do it.
Talk about the J word with you, jail.
And then I got to talk to Rusty about that.
I know.
But what's
that all about?
That'll never happen.
You live in the Senate world.
I don't think people realize the depth and the criminality involved with what's going on here. Mm-hmm. It's worse than just a cover-up, friends. Keep in mind, he's arming America's enemies.
Well, he blames America.
Well, that's another issue.
Yeah, it is.
You're going to Fast and Furious. You're going to Benghazi. You're going to the fact that he's given millions and millions of dollars to the Muslim Brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
He won't call the enemy for who the enemy is.
America is the reason.
That's why we're here, because we're letting you know who he's protecting.
He's saying America is the reason why I justify bad people doing bad things to America. So you just take it right now, America. And if you continue to go in stages after that, then what is that saying? Well, let's just, you know, you brought up Sharia law for a second. Well, they're completely sympathetic to it, saying the fact is they don't care if it happens.
Celebrating this in the White House, Jake.
So would we appoint that over our people? Oh, no, come on. That can't be what he's doing. Well, Everything points
wait a second.
To that.
But you have an imam?
Everything points to it.
26 fallen soldiers in Afghanistan, damning American soldiers.
Yep.
The president that's in this White House, friends, call him what you will. Say he's not all that bad. Say he can't do that much harm or that much damage. He's been in there for going on 5 years doing nothing but trying to chip away at the Constitution of the United States.
A sledgehammer.
And what's interesting about it is he gives a proper burial to Osama bin Laden. A Muslim burial, a proper burial. Your soldiers, 26 of them, damned by an imam. They're attacking military chaplains at the Pentagon and throughout the military, Christians. They're empowering every debased form of mankind in the United States that are at war with a republic. And you're still, America, trying to figure out who this man is. And he's not impeachable? Well, I'll tell you what. Either he's impeached or else America... You know how the DHS and this administration is called patriots, and what have we been talking about today? Rules for radicals? They're vilifying and demonizing patriots, Americans. So it's one or the other.
It is one or the other.
That's really what it's coming down to. The line is drawn in the sand. He's trying to disarm you, America. How far do I need to go here?
You can't favor an innocent person and a criminal at the same time. You have to prosecute or persecute one or the other.
It's not like he hasn't been busted 1,000 times over for his crimes against the republic.
Yeah, and you put your hands in your head and you're like, hello, did you not get this?
Totally. Brian, Summerfield, Michigan, WYPV 106.3. How are you, my friend?
Hey, great. How are you guys, Brother Bradley and Brother Jake?
I see you on one of my posts, and I said, you know what? I haven't talked to Brian for a while, so let's get him on the radio. What's your food for thought? What is your input here, bro?
Well, my input is you are right on the money. Christians are under attack, and, you know, it falls into everything that we've been talking about. We're being hit by the left on every side. We're being hit by the Muslim Brotherhood inside the Obama White House. We're being hit across the bow with chaplains that can't even evangelize. You hit it right on the head. Every turn, this Obama administration is trying to cut Christianity off at the knees and bring the Islam political system. It's not a religion. It is not a faith. It is a political system.
That's right.
That's it.
And what they're trying to do is take our heritage, take patriots, take defenders of the Constitution, and take Christians, and literally minimize them, demean them. And then you look at the other side, you look at the left that approves state-sponsored murder in the form of abortion. You look at 3% of the population in the homosexual community that wants us to legitimize their sin. And you think everywhere the left is trying to attack the right, trying to make it seem like they're the majority.
Yeah.
And, which, in fact,
they're not even close, by the way.
They're not.
Yep.
And time and time again, I think it comes back to one thing. As Christians, we need to pray. We need to pray and we need to seek God out more than ever. And if you don't think that we are at war right now, we are at war as Christians and we are at war as Americans. And when I forwarded
Hang
you
on
that,
a second, Brian. I got to take a quick break. I'll pull you back over.
Okay, good.
Oh, we're done. Brian, I am so sorry.
Hey, no problem.
Thank you for calling in. We're done.
Yep.
Jake, folks, I'm sorry. I thought we had another
set.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia
Cornucopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.